What's up, everybody, and welcome to episode number 173 of the Unknown Games Podcast. We are still here, and today we got a show about sleeping. That's what we all need, and probably what I'm most behind on in life is sleep.
Good night, bitches.
That voice you just heard right there, that was my co-host, Alex. What's up, man? You getting some sleep, too? Are you sleeping enough?
Am I sleeping enough? Actually, probably not, honestly.
Well, you know who is probably sleeping enough? Our boy, Ehe.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you, man.
I was in a competitive Pokemon sleep clan.
Competitive. You go to like a stadium. It's like an arena. It looks like Evo, but everyone's just like on stage in sleeping bags.
A competitive?
I just asked Burly Man if you want to sleep with me.
So funny.
Let's sleep, bro.
Hey, let's sleep together. And he's just like, oh, but I'm not gay. And you're like, oh, just Pokemon sleep. Oh, okay. I understand. Yeah.
I was going to title this episode Sleeping with Pokemon. But
sleep together.
Sleep together.
I just said dreaming of Pokemon.
I hope Gardevoir.
You what?
Gardevoir. Gardevoir.
I have Gardevoir. Come to my sleep.
Gardevoir?
Like for real? Act like
sir?
Action?
No.
Can you get Gardevoir in Pokemon sleep?
So far I see like Gen 3 Pokemon.
Oh, okay.
Up to Gen 3, I think.
So you're actively sleeping longer and longer periods of time so you can meet more Pokemon.
Well, it's only been out for like a few days.
I think like 5 days, but yes. I started sleeping like... I saw that the amount of hours I sleep went from 4 hours to 8 hours.
Jesus, you mean four?
Dang,
four is
man.
Actually really bad, honestly.
Yeah,
though,
four is really bad, dude.
Don't worry. I'm a four hour too, man. I'm a 4 to 5.
Yeah, 4 hour too.
I'm a 4 to 5, man. So maybe this will help me. Maybe.
I don't know how you guys fucking deal with that, honestly. I used to do that too, but I would the whole work week was like so painful. I'm like, I can't do this myself anymore. Like, I have to sleep more.
I don't know. I wake up like 4 hours because I have the anxiety of like waking up too late. So I have to like wake up really early.
Can't, like, what do like alarms don't work? Like you set an alarm.
But I set my alarm really early because I like anxiously, I was afraid that I'm going to be late because if I set my alarm like too close to the actual plan, so I always do that.
You're afraid of like sleeping
past
your alarm.
I was afraid. Yeah.
I mean, it's I set mine early. I set like two alarms, before like 15 minutes before. There's one, and there's like another one that's like 30 minutes before I have to get up.
Man, you guys are fucking like, yeah. I have one alarm. I live on the edge. If I miss
that
alarm,
14 alarms.
I only have one alarm, and if I miss it, I'm like I sleep in like just because I only have one alarm. So yeah.
Well, we're
on the edge.
We're talking about all this because, as we said, we were Pokemon Sleep just came out, and last Friday I was like, I got stuff to talk about on the podcast. I got stuff.
Yeah. Well, let's launch into Pokemon Sleep then. I guess if you want to give a rundown on what it is and your experience with it so far. I actually haven't used it at all for a couple reasons. So
it's like Pokemon Go but for sleep. That's the good.
Okay, but it's like You obviously don't leave your... It's the opposite Pokemon Go. In fact, you don't leave your house.
Yeah. You don't leave your house.
So you want to explain, like... So what is it? What is it, really? It's not really a game, right?
It's kind of like a lifestyle game. You know, like Tamagotchi? It's basically that. No, it's not basically that. But, you know, like, every time you go to sleep, you attract Pokemon to come to you.
Okay, but you want to explain, like, is that random? Like, what Pokemon
comes? It's random. Random. Like, so every time, the more time you sleep, the more Pokemon you're going to get. So if you, like, only sleep for, like, I don't know, like 3 hours, there's only going to be, like, two or three Pokemon. But if you sleep the full 8 hours, you get, like, five Pokemon.
So the idea
and they all
is
have
just...
different, all different, like, what is it? Sleeping stats. Style. Sleeping style.
Okay.
So it's not just Pokemon you're looking, but also Pokemon sleeping style. That's
so you can get like three Pikachus of different types.
Yeah. There's like Pikachu with like, I don't know, like sleeping style. And then also like Pikachu like charging sleeping style or something. Yeah.
Okay.
It's basically that.
So the goal is to complete your sleep decks, right?
Yeah, sleep deck. Yeah, they call it sleep deck. I'm not gonna lie.
So like what happens what happens when you like complete your decks?
So far they limit you like to like a few different islands. I'm still at the second island. The first island you only have like limited Pokemon.
Sounds so insane. Yeah.
Wait, are you
traveling or something while you're sleeping?
Yeah. So like you need to collect this amount of like Pokemon or like sleeping style in that one island, and then after you collect enough data, you're playing as a researcher, and you have like the professor too. I forget the professor name because I don't give a damn about him. I just want to sleep. So
I just want to sleep.
But yeah, so you collect enough data in that island. So every island have the Snorlax. Like the Snorlax is the center of the island. So every island have different Snorlax, and you collect different Pokemon data like around the island. So like the first island, it only took you like you need to collect like 15 what's it called, sleeping cell, and then the next island is gonna be up and about a bit. And they also have like rank system. I'm at like
rank system.
No, it's not like rank what? like I don't know, like competitive, but it's like rank like level.
What?
Okay, but you're not competing against other people, right?
No,
like,
you're not.
I have a better rank than you do.
You can like add people and like stalk their sleeping schedule. Okay, but yeah,
but basically, whoa, can you see like people's schedule in detail, like when they woke up and stuff?
You can only see how much hour they sleep.
How many hours, but not like how many hours. When they went to bed and like
also,
when they
the status doesn't update real time. It updates like 3 hours like per update.
Okay.
So every 3 hours gonna the what's it called, the status is gonna update.
So you can't like stalk people really.
You can see how many hours they sleep.
It's still kind of private data in a way. So I would still it only is. Give that. Episode, yeah.
Also, like that's funny when you call it private data. They record you sleep.
Oh, they record the noise you sleep, right?
The noise you sleep.
I was gonna say just for everyone.
But you can
to
disable
know,
it.
It's like noises. It's noises. Yeah.
It's noises. Yeah.
Like, to be fair, you know, to be clear, like that's actually not a unique feature of Pokemon. Like a lot of sleep apps will do that. Okay. A lot of sleep apps do the same thing, and it is for the purpose of like, oh, here's when you were sleep talking, or here's when you were sleep, or you were just snoring, and like maybe you want to use that data for your own purposes. So it's not just Pokemon Sleep that will do that.
Yeah.
But again, if you're not comfortable with that, you can usually just turn that off.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. You can turn it off.
Yeah.
I think that's the main thing. I don't know if we actually said that, but just for everyone to know, it is a sleep app. It's nothing new that hasn't been out before. I mean, I use a sleep app or forget to use a sleep app. It's I want to say they're actually built into your phone now. I mean,
now,
my Pixel
like,
comes
well,
with it.
They're built into a few phones, I would say. Yeah.
Or like you can download one for your phone sometimes.
It's a fun sleep app.
But this one is like it's themed with Pokemon, and it's a fun thing. Like I said, it is available on iOS and Google Play, just for anyone to know.
They also delete your audio file every 24 hours, so you are not you should not be afraid of that kind of stuff probably.
Right, if you want to like care about it really. Yeah.
I check my audio file this morning, and at 4 a.m I noticed there's a lot of sound, so I played it, and I don't know, for some reason I was moaning. So
you were having sex with your mother.
I was sleeping. I swear to God, I was sleeping, but I don't know why.
You could have been sleep sexing.
Yeah, Gardevoir. You saw Gardevoir.
That's
you
so fucking
even,
insane.
You don't need to see
God.
Her on in the game, like at the end of the, on the screen when you wake up in the morning. You saw her.
Yeah,
in
she was
dreams.
She was in her dreams. Yeah, mm-hmm.
But I mean,
oh, yeah,
you,
also like detail, like you set your sleeping schedule, and if you sleep on that sleeping schedule, you're gonna get like bonus and stuff.
I wonder if anyone who's like, because okay, the point of Pokemon Sleep really is to encourage people to just sleep better. It's a game second, not game first, right? It's a gamified
like actual activity that you can cook and like stuff, but
it's a gamified sleep app to encourage people to sleep better. But I'm sure there are some people out there who are like taking it way too seriously and are like cheating.
Oh, good. Do you know that there is shiny in this game?
There's
shiny.
They're shinies.
Oh, they're shiny Pokemon.
That's so funny. It's okay.
So if people like, extra sleep go, hard. Like, if you want to go shiny hunting, you better best
yeah,
like be
sleep
to
sleep
coma.
Like 24 hours, right?
But I mean, you're in a coma.
Here's the thing.
I mean, a 2-year coma.
Do you think you can see yourself continuing on with this schedule with Pokemon sleep, or like, even if you didn't have Pokemon sleep after like a month, say you use it for a month, do you think you can stick to it?
I think so. I want to fix my sleeping schedule, and using this app, I mean, like have been wonder to me, because like I have problems sleeping like for a couple of years now. And
so it's like that. it's encouraging a positive lifestyle change, right?
Yeah.
But like Adrian asked, like if let's say Pokemon sleep ended service like next year or whatever, do you think it would fix your schedule and you could sleep better even without this app?
Hopefully. I don't know.
We still have other app options if that's the
case. You can sleep.
But I don't think I will like switch to like other app, because like I only download this because like, it have Pokemon and I want to collect Pokemon.
You want to collect Pokemon?
Does it integrate with any other apps? I don't remember.
The teeth brushing one or?
Yeah, like what? Teeth brushing what? Or
did you not know there's a toothbrush Pokemon app? Yeah, I'm not even kidding. Yeah,
I do not know that. I don't think they do.
Okay, yeah, but my question too is like, can you transfer those Pokemon out to Pokemon Home?
Oh, and then crazy.
I feel like in a couple of months they are gonna implement that update, and every Pokemon you transfer gonna have like what's the ability to sleep in Pokemon? Is it just called sleep?
Sleep, probably, like, right?
Yeah.
Is it just sleep?
Oh, like the attack called sleep.
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah. That's cool. That's clever.
Like,
that's clever.
Pokemon,
yeah.
Probably.
Every Pokemon can do it. Yeah.
I could see that.
Sleep.
I could
yeah.
see that.
But
that's
I mean,
cool. That's clever.
If you think about it, the way that they have it now, if like if you're a kid growing up, you can literally play Pokemon 24 hours a day now. You can wake up.
I mean, if you want to consider this playing Pokemon,
But I mean, like, you can spend your whole day with Pokemon. You can get up and you can Pokewalk. You can Pokemon Go, and then maybe for like your little break, you know, you can play a little bit of the whatever game of Pokemon you want, whether it be the mainline stuff or
Cafe
Pokemon
Mix.
Unite, Cafe Mix, any Cafe of that. Mix. Yeah, you can play any of that, and then it's time to go to sleep, and you just hit your sleep, man, and you playing with Pokemon in your sleep. Well, you're not playing with them, but. You're like
they're playing with
you're
you.
Still associated with Pokemon for your whole day. That's crazy.
I mean, that's definitely
that's like the dream for some people.
I'm sure that's like what Nintendo, I guess Pokemon Company, wants you to, you know, to just completely have Pokemon around you all the time. But I do think it is nice of them. And this, when they announced this, I was like, this is kind of fucking weird, but also I kind of get it. Like, it's really cool for them to like,
I mean, this took a long time to release.
Yeah, like a year or more, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's cool that they're encouraging people to sleep better, which is genuinely like a good thing. Like, people should be sleeping more, right? So
I mean, they also like, you know, Pokemon Go also like encourage
people to like walk, and then people started to not walk. I'll be straight with you guys. I like when I'm actually outside playing, like when I'm outside, I often forget to even just open the app Pokemon Go. I only play Pokemon Go from home. I don't walk because I'm surrounded by Pokestops. I don't need to like leave, actually.
Oh, yeah. There's like a Pokestop right next to me, as in like I'm sitting right here right now. I can
and
keep
you can open.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like right next door. It's there.
Yeah. If I open like Pokemon Go right now, there's like 5 Pokestops like that I can hit without even leaving this chair. And then there's like a gym like 2 meters away. And like, yeah, I don't really need to leave. So, but when I'm actually out in Tokyo and stuff and like walking around, I'm like, oh shit, I could like actually play the game.
You could,
and I don't do that.
I mean, like I've been trying to get more active walking and, you know, I have like a little trail I do, and I do it like X amount of times.
Yeah.
But, you know, having that as I have like a paced walk app, but having that app plus maybe using Pokemon Go for like, okay, it's time to take like a little break, you know, that wouldn't be, you know, that honestly could be like a nice little routine I could kind of get into if I wanted to like combine 2 different apps and get the best out of that. I was looking online, and apparently they have some sleep merchandise at the Pokemon centers here.
Yeah, I actually went to the Pokemon Center on Sunday and I saw some of this. Yeah,
none of it is like bad price. They're all like 20 to 30 bucks now. The
ones are like $50 or whatever, right? Yeah.
But I'm just gonna scroll down, and like, of course there's like sleeping plushies, that's fine, but the bed sets,
Yeah. Also, to be clear, though, those sheets Snorlax. they're not exactly new. They might have rebranded them for Sleep, actually. Mm.
Also, they have like a special accessory for Pokemon Sleep. The
Pokemon Go Plus Go Plus, right?
Plus Plus, yeah.
Plus Plus, yeah.
That works with Go and Sleep. Mm. So
yeah. From like July 18, sleep for 4 hours and 54 minutes, and the next day I sleep for 7 hours 41 minutes.
How did you do that, by the way? Like, curious, like genuinely, like how do you sleep from, like, if your body's not accustomed to sleeping for that long? Like, at least for me, like,
it's kind of hard to fall asleep.
Yeah. On
Saturday, they do tell you how long for you to take
to fall asleep,
to go to sleep. Yeah. So my first time like 15 minutes. July 21, it took me 2 hours and 6 minutes to fall asleep.
Yeah.
How the hell did that happen?
I like can't sleep sometimes. Like on Saturday when I'm not like working or anything, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna sleep in today. Like no work, no plans. I'm just gonna sleep, I'm gonna rest up. And then I'll sleep in a little bit, but I won't sleep as long as I actually want to. Like my body like won't let me. It's like, oh, you're awake already, like just get up.
I have a thing where I always woke up at 7, like always for the most part. It wasn't really until like probably last year I started waking up around 9 or 10 or something sometimes. But my body just naturally gets up early. No matter how late I go to sleep, it just
I wish I could like wake up late too, because I always wake up like around 5 or 6.
I like can't. So like if I wanted to maximize like my sleeping time, right? I would need to go to bed earlier as opposed to try to sleep in more, because my body typically won't let me sleep in past a certain amount. But the problem is if I try to go to bed earlier, I actually can't fall asleep. I cannot fall asleep right away. I'll be in bed for hours. It's harder because
your mind is like, your body's used to being awake at that time.
Yeah. There's some nights too when I'm just like in bed and I'm just like thinking about like the universe and I'm like, I just can't. I can't fucking sleep. Yeah.
I was gonna ask Ahef really quick. Does Pokemon Sleep have a like what do you call those, like, it's not like a lullaby kind of feature?
Hold on. Let me play it for you guys.
Just into the microphone.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to mention, you have like two amount of sleep that you can do maximum a day. So you cannot like keep continuing like sleep.
Oh, okay. You have like sleep and like a nap built in.
Yeah, that's a quota. That's a quota of sleep.
Funny. That's probably because they want people to be like, don't sleep too much. Yeah.
Don't sleep all day.
Don't ruin your life.
They would need to do another app called like Pokemon Awake.
Pokemon Awake. It tracks how many hours you're awake.
There's
nothing else.
The higher your Pokemon exercise, like not Pokemon Go, but like legitimately Pokemon exercise. Yeah. You like have to run. You have to get a high heart rate.
Oh, let me play this. Can you hear that?
That's the Pokemon Center song. Yeah, just like slowing down.
I feel like so right now my friend's daughter is having a hard time sleeping.
That's like what you would use. Yeah.
Well, yeah, because she's really into Pokemon, and you know some kids have nightmares where they can't really sleep. Because, you know, like if you see monsters or something like that.
What if they tried the app and then a Gengar show up? Like, wah!
Well, that's so old. Is Gengar? Is Gengar one of the Pokemon? Like, yeah.
I hope so. I don't know. Yeah.
He eats your dreams.
Yet.
Like, what the? But it's like, you know, for their daughter, they really love Pokemon. And I'm going to suggest tomorrow, like, yeah, maybe you should try Pokemon Sleep.
What if Darkrai show
up? I mean, they're. They don't know Darkrai. Their limited knowledge of Pokemon is
the thing.
Darkrai's not going to be in there.
That's so funny.
Hold on, yeah, like a special event, a sleep event, right? For one week, Darkrai shows up.
Is a nice Pokemon, right? Darkrai is a friendly Pokemon.
I mean, did you see the movie?
I saw the movie. If I remember correctly, he's like a nice Darkrai is a nice Pokemon until something.
He does like snap for some reason. I forget.
There's like something that triggers him, but for the most part, he's like, I just want to be friends.
Anyways, Agent, have you tried Pokemon Sleep yet or no?
No, I haven't downloaded. I don't. What's the setup process like? When you sign in, I haven't mess with. I didn't know how long
no, there's no like login and stuff. You just like enter your name, like do the tutorial, and it's not only take
tutorial.
You like I don't know. No, tutorial only take you like I don't know. The first leap is the tutorial. The tutorial is the first leap, and it only took you like a couple dialogue, and then you are set up to go. You set up your sleeping time, or like how
like your schedule,
what time,
right?
Like yeah, what time you want to fall asleep to. And then you can set up your alarm. You don't have to set up your alarm, but you can set up your alarm. And then, yeah, you just sleep after that.
I mean, I will say...
When you woke up, there's a button called end sleeping.
Like, I'm awake
time.
Now.
Yeah, 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 I'm awake. Yeah, yeah.
Now, for this to work, you have to place it... Like, you have to have your phone plugged in and then face it
you
down
need to,
on the pillow or something?
I don't think you need to... put it face down. I have it put it face up, and but it is next to my pillow. It doesn't have to be next to your pillow. It needs to be on your mattress.
Like
it cannot
on your mattress somewhere.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It cannot
okay.
be on a flat surface because it also like I don't know how they detect your movement. I think
it's probably accelerometer in your phone. I think right.
Mm. Yeah.
That's how the other sleep apps tend to work. Like if you move, the mattress will like move, and then your phone will move, and then it's like, oh, you're moving right now. So.
Unless you do that Snorlax. What's Snorlax when he just like rolls over?
What do you mean? What do you mean? It's a what?
You just roll over?
I don't know. There's like a there's a Unite move. His Unite move in Pokemon Unite.
And it's
is
just
like
roll the fuck over.
He goes to sleep.
Oh, that's
just,
the ultimate.
And he rolls over and he just does a pound kind of and he rolls back. I'm like, can you imagine doing that in bed? Just.
Yeah, rolling over and
I don't move much in my sleep. I wake up in the same position I go to sleep in.
I mean maybe you sleep and you wake up the same. You could still be moving in your sleep. You don't know.
I probably
right?
am moving a little bit because
most
like on
people
the same
do move.
And
it'd be unnatural if you didn't move. Like that's a problem.
I'm one of those people like I sleep on my back. Like I find that's like the best way for me to sleep.
Uh huh.
But and then like maybe sometimes like half of the time I'll wake up on my side, but like I haven't like moved. Like positions in the bed, like
I have left to right when much. I sleep, I have to like hug something, like bolster and stuff or a pillow.
You have to what? Sorry,
hug something.
But you have to hug something. Yeah, oh, okay, yeah. So you'd be purchasing like one of the plushies then from the Pokemon Center,
probably. Yeah.
Like
a Gardevoir for a plushie,
like a full size Gardevoir. Oh my god, so funny.
Or a Machoke,
or a big sexy Machoke.
Machamp. For a Machamp.
Oh my god, that's so there's funny.
Someone's
fetish. Yeah,
yeah,
definitely go to DeviantArt. Go to DeviantArt right now, and you'll find it.
Oh well, it's definitely worth trying. I mean, it's something where if you are, like I said, you or your children need a little bit more help sleeping.
Yeah,
like,
but for your children to use this, your children needs a phone.
I mean, what kid? Doesn't
I mean,
have
most
a phone
children
now,
have
phones.
No,
come on, they.
Come on.
They got phones.
Have you seen
a
Skibidi toilet? No. That's all.
Either that
or
just a
tablet.
Go plus,
or
yeah.
tablet. They have. They got them somewhere. They got them
I
somewhere.
Wonder if it would work on tablets, right? Most tablets do have accelerometers, but
hopefully,
I wonder if the larger. I wonder if the larger tablet like shape would kind of make it weird. I don't know.
It just takes up too much space in the bed.
You like roll over onto the tablet, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's I might try it tonight. I might try to set it up and see.
The thing for me is, like, I actually don't plug my phone in overnight. I put my phone on a Qi charger, like a wireless charger, right?
Oh, yeah. One
so,
of those, like, bad thing.
For me to actually use this, I would need to, I guess, either start to, like, start plugging my phone in, or I would just buy the Go Plus Plus.
Oh, yeah, probably.
So which is, like, 7,000 yen in Japan. It's a little pricey, but if you're going to be using it constantly, not just for sleep, but also with Pokemon Go, then I guess maybe it's worth it. I don't see myself using it with Go too much, because I'd probably end up just tossing it in my bag and kind of forgetting about it, and then having to dig it out and put it on my bed when I go to bed. But if it's really cool, I do want to try it out. But yeah, just the idea of me having to like plug my phone in and leave it on my pillow or whatever. But can you sleep your phone? Like, can you push the sleep button or?
No, it will shut down itself. So you cannot like shut down the app or like
you can't like
on sleep.
You
it's
can't
gonna
sleep,
sleep
phone,
by
right?
itself. Yeah, it's
so
gonna
it dims the screen basically, right?
Mm. No, it will lock your phone. So
oh, it will.
It goes to sleep by itself.
Oh. Oh, can you unless unlock you touch your... it again. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, of course. Okay. Of course.
Okay.
That'd be can funny you unlock? No, your dude, sleep dude, your no, phone no, is no, fucked, buddy. Yeah.
Man, you need emergency.
That's how
call?
They make you sleep. Yeah, you can't use your phone all night.
No emergency 911. No nothing. Once you're like poke yeah, sleeping, you are locked in.
You're getting robbed. You're getting robbed, and your Pokemon sleep is like, no, it's your sleep schedule right now. You have to sleep.
Oh, well. You know, moving on a little bit from this form of sleeping, we have another form of sleep that's coming to Gundam Evolution. The end.
That's all sad. That's
the
all
end.
Sad.
The end. So Ehe was just like, yeah, on Friday, he's like, yeah, Gundam Evolution is shutting down. I'm like, what? The game's just been up for a year. What do you mean it's shutting down?
It feels so fast, too. Like, they only have, like, season 4 now.
Is I think it, they just like down. They just never had the player base, right?
On launch, they went all in on the advertisement. Like a bunch of like big streamers were streaming it, but then after
yeah,
that,
true. Yeah,
just
people
yeah.
were. I want to say like a lot of the streamers, because I was watching people stream it. Then all of them were like really hype on it, or they were at least yeah. like positive on it. And the only thing I could see, and I'm like, the only you know what makes Overwatch special is just the map design. That's it. And I wasn't as much of a fan as of the map layouts for this game. The gameplay itself was kind of, you know, was good, but like I didn't see like, okay, if you want to play like a sniper class, how you have good sight lines and how you can move to other sight lines, as opposed to like if you're playing like, you know, some of the melee stuff, you know, a lot of stuff got concentrated into like one area sometimes. And I don't know if they ever fixed that. But I don't know if that's what contributed. What they said, at least here, is that the service is going to be ending on November 29th, 2023. We wanted to create a title that brought FPS fans and Gundam fans together. We challenge ourselves to create an authentic Gundam FPS that could be enjoyed globally. Unfortunately, we have determined that it is no longer possible for us to provide a service that satisfies our players. We wanted to express our gratitude to everyone who has played the game and supported us to this point. At the same time, we would like to sincerely apologize to our fans and players. So, there's no specific reason as to why. But
I mean, like, you can see it, but it's not like the game is actually dead. Like, it took a long time for me to find a game, like, most of the time.
Right, so it's player-based at this point, right?
I think, like, the way they launched the game was also, like, kind of weird, because they are launching a live service game, but mm-hmm. they are region-locking it. Some regions still cannot play the game, because there's no... That's no Bandai server there.
Oh,
it's on Steam. I believe it's on Steam outside of Japan. Yeah. And within Japan, it's on the Bandai the launcher.
Yeah, there was only like a few regions that can, like Asia, Japan, and then the US. That's it. There's no
that was
Europe.
It?
They added Europe at like during in the middle. Like, during
but
the middle
it was just like no servers were available, but it wasn't like an IP ban, was it?
No, the game just doesn't show up on your Steam.
Oh right,
you have to like what's it called? You have to make a Steam account that have that region that have the game.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And outside of Japan, it was Steam only, right?
Yeah, it was Steam only.
It was Steam only for outside Japan. So that really limited the amount of people
game. I thought it was on. It's on consoles as well. Correct me if I'm wrong.
It's on PS4, right? It's on PS4.
It's PS4, PS5, Xbox, SX, and Steam.
Right.
I don't see like anyone playing on console. Maybe so. Like,
but I don't know if it's like cross. Yeah. I don't know if there was crossplay for it or not.
Maybe there wasn't. I mean, yeah, good question. I don't know.
I mean, the crazy thing is that they're actually still they had stuff planned and they're still going along with those plans. There's 7 seasons. They just released season 5. Looks like on the 26th of this month. So by the time you listen to this podcast,
yeah, they just like released a fucking season. So yeah, that was weird. They
and just adding a new Gundam next,
yeah,
Z Gundam coming in. What's this? Looks like August 23rd for season 6, and then season 7. They'll have like a new unit there, and the last season, last shooting is what it's called. Dang, the last shooting. Dang.
So are they gonna make everything free in the last month or what?
Hopefully, you can still buy Battle Pass. So that was weird for me.
It looks like EVO, called EVO coin sales will end on the 26th of this month. Any future content will also be unlockable with capital points. EVO coins will be usable until the end of the service. EVO coins, items, and paid services are non-refundable. Okay. So it looks like you'll be able to get everything still with your like capital points. I guess that's the free currency. And then if you do have any extra, if you do have any extra coins, you can just go ahead and use those up. Even after the end of sales, Evo coins that players currently own will be only usable. Okay, yeah, until the end of service. Okay, so it is sad. It actually makes me kind of wonder, because this was kind of a huge initiative for Bandai Namco. Mm. They had a whole launcher that they made. Blue Protocol is a part of this initiative. And do they have another online game? That's, I think they announced something else, didn't they?
Didn't have Bandai also. What's it called? What's the MMO you guys are playing?
Oh, Blue Protocol.
Blue Protocol, yeah.
Yeah.
I want to say there's one
Bandai
more.
Bandai just doesn't, you know, like, they are not good at keeping, what's it called, life, service game alive.
Yeah, that's...
They only have, so there's a thing called a Bandai Namco launcher in Japan, which is how Japanese players are playing Gundam Evolution. Like, it was not on Steam for Japan. Like, you had to go through this launcher.
Oh, okay.
And if you... If you open the launcher right now, there's only two games in it. It's Gundam Evolution and Blue Protocol.
Blue Protocol. Yeah, but it just makes me wonder, like, the future of Blue Protocol as well.
Well, I mean, like, it should have just been on Steam. Like, it is on Steam outside of... It will be on Steam, rather, outside of Japan. But for Japan, it's only on this launcher. So, I don't know why the launcher exists, but also, yeah, like, if Bandai Namco... I mean, maybe if they're only focusing on Blue Protocol, maybe it's fine, right?
I mean, I assume that this launcher exists the same way as, like, Activision Blizzard's launcher exists, right?
Well, Ubisoft's launcher exists. They're moving a lot of their stuff over... At least Activision, right, is moving, or Blizzard, rather, except for Diablo, right? Mm-hmm.
But that's, like, Well, we'll talk about that coming up. That's, like, super recent.
Yeah, but it's services, I think it's a sign, you know, that they're, like, that it's I don't know if it's viable.
Oh, yeah,
to,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Blizzard is, like, moving all their...
Yeah, they're moving their stuff over to Steam. Even, like, Call of Duty, like, and Destiny, when they were still Blizzard, like, they were, or Activision, rather, yeah. It was this launcher, and then they broke off. So for a while, when you opened the Blizzard launcher, Battle.net, it was, like, Call of Duty... what is it? Black Ops 4, and then Modern Warfare 1, and then Modern Warfare Remastered, and then Diablo 3 and World of Warcraft. And I was like, that's such a weird spread of, like, games. And then they split them off again. Like, they took Call of Duty out of it and put them on Steam again. But
I mean, I think because I guess I'm kind of with Ed. It's just like there's not a lot of marketing on it. Once, like, a new season came, I didn't even know there were new seasons of the game.
Yeah,
that dropped.
Sucks.
So
I don't know why, like, the most damage that this game have done to me. This game made me addicted to hero shooter game, and the only hero shooter that I have to play is Overwatch. I don't want to play Overwatch, but I'm addicted to it, so I have to play Overwatch.
Why, have you tried Paladins at least?
Paladins, no,
it's not a hero shooter, is it?
It is.
Oh wait, that. Okay, I know what you're talking about. I've seen it every once in a while. It's wasn't there another game? What was that game from Cliffy B as well? That's, like, done.
That was not a hero shooter.
Outriders. Was it not a hero shooter?
No, it was something
was
law,
like
Outlaw. No, like
Outriders.
You guys remember
Outlaws?
Battleborn? You guys remember Battleborn?
Oh, Battleborn.
Yeah, that was
the Gearbox
that
one.
The Overwatch competition.
Oh, it died. It died day and date when Overwatch came out, bro.
Crazy.
What's that?
It's crazy.
Oh, Lawbreakers. That was it. Jesus. Yeah.
Okay. A Lawbreaker. Yeah.
But I guess, like, the thing for me is, like I said, I'm worried about Blue Protocol, even though that game will be coming out for Amazon Games next year overseas. And it should be okay for X amount of time. But we've seen this with a couple of Japanese companies. I mean, of course, maybe all of these games came out when, or not, they were conceptualized when live service games were really becoming a thing, or esports. That trend was happening in Japan. Because, you know, Virtua Fighter actually does have a Virtual Fighter League. You know, you have all the fighting games that have it. But, you know, Babylon's Fall, we had that. It happened for a live service. And then we also had the Last Soldier from Square Enix as a Battle Royale live service game. I don't know if this, like, the Foam Stars is also going to be like something for a year. Same with Let It Die. I know that died, then it came back, like, with a new name. But it's like these companies just have a budget that they set aside for, like, hey, let's do a live service game, maybe it works. If it doesn't, we'll kill in a year.
They probably have a target. Yeah, if it doesn't meet the target, then they close it.
I feel like Japanese company want to have a live service game, but they don't want to go all in on it. they don't want like to like, I don't know, like promote it and stuff. They just wanted to like to be an overnight success.
I think they don't like First Soldier had a problem with that. It was mobile only, yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm. If that game was on PC,
I probably would have checked it out. Yeah,
right now.
And then Babylon's Fall had a problem of being like probably overpriced actually at launch because it wasn't free, right? It wasn't a free-to-play game.
No,
that game should have been free.
Yeah, it should have been free. Same thing with like Exoprimal, probably. That's, right?
That, no, yeah. they have no, they should have paid me to play this game.
that's a good point Alex has brought up. We almost forgot. Yeah, Exoprimal just released like last week.
Oh yeah, well,
of course it's on Game Pass, which is a good paid game.
Well, yeah, but
yeah, it's like $80 for me.
Yeah.
At the same time, it's kind of like one of those that one runs into a game of an issue where like the game design is kind of interesting, but like
yeah, actually apparently it is fun actually, but no one wants to buy it.
No, yeah, I because I think what the single player campaign is online or something is what I heard. Like you can buy it, but you still have to play online.
You like have to be online for it. Yeah, yeah.
I think you do.
You fight dinosaurs and then you fight humans.
And.
Then sometimes you fight them together.
Yeah. You fight the dinosaurs together. Yeah, that's PvP in it. It looks so chaotic.
It's PvEVP.
Yeah. Dude, I was willing to try that game, but I'm not so.
But now because it's not free, right? Yeah.
If it's like $30, probably. But I don't know.
For me, like $30. Okay, for me personally, I would probably pull the trigger at like $20 Canadian. Yeah.
Yeah.
So like $15 USD or something like that. Mm.
But like,
but not $70.
No, that's way too much money.
That's too much.
But Blue Protocol, I think, is a little more safer, at least in Japan, because it's an MMO, which is a proven genre, right?
Mm. Yeah.
And the art style really matches the Japanese demographic. Like how it does overseas is a different question entirely. Mm-hmm. But like Blue Protocol is a safer bet for Japan. I don't know if that guarantees success or anything like that. But like, I think it has broader appeal. Than, like Gundam, don't get me wrong, is like huge. Right? It's huge. But like at the end of the day, it's still Gundam. You know what I mean?
Could you imagine if they had to put the Mercury Gundam in here, Ariel, or like something that's more current?
They should have done that.
Like, I'm looking at a lot of the roster, and it's like, you know, it's stuff.
G-Wiz was really popular.
That might have been their downfall in the beginning when the roster wasn't mainstream enough.
I mean, we've got
they have a banner with it, cuts. But no.
Yeah, because like Exia, which is pretty popular, right? That was a banner, right? You got to buy Exia, right?
Yeah, you can
Battle Pass or something, right?
No, it's not Battle Pass. The Battle Pass is only skin. They don't have cats in the Battle Pass.
But Exia was paid though, right?
Yeah.
Exia was paid. Okay.
Exia is paid.
Yeah, and that might have been their downfall. Now you think about it, like
Unicorn is paid. Unicorn is also like pretty popular too.
Yeah, Unicorn is. Well, I agree. Yeah, Unicorn is popular too. Maybe that's it. Do you think the roster wasn't mainstream enough at launch?
I feel like if they gone with Ariel, it would have been so much popular because Ariel was sold out everywhere.
Yeah.
Because Exia's paid.
Yeah, well, at launch at least it was paid.
So I remember, they had Barbados and stuff, and I think they went back to kind of Seed and 00 is kind of like their main. Stuff and then like you said Unicorn it's interesting because I feel like for us growing up overseas and I don't know if it was the same thing for you ahead but like Wing and G Gundam that shit was
Wing was huge
like
Wing
you can put Wing in anything and we'll all flip out we'll do it and then G Gundam after that because that's just what aired for us and that's what we grew up with of course.
Wing was huge and then 00 even 00 was pretty big right
and 00 and Destiny.
Yeah, that's the Seed. Yeah, Seed and all that.
Those went pretty far in. But there's not like, they don't really have a lot that you're just like, I like that Gundam. You know,
maybe it wasn't mainstream enough. Yeah, you're right. I don't know. And also, for me personally, the maps weren't that great. There wasn't enough maps. Yeah,
the map was not great.
It was a very arcadey game. Mm. Like, you know, like when you go to an arcade. And there's like a multiplayer shooter or something there. I felt like this was perfect for that. And it felt like it had like this really good, it was good at what it did. Almost like, what was that one game that also shut down, unfortunately? It wasn't Time Splitters. It came out like right around the time of Halo Infinite, like before Halo Infinite. And it was just like a arena shooter.
Splitgate?
Splitgate. Yeah. Like Splitgate did Splitgate stuff really
did
well.
Did it ever leave beta? When I was playing it, it was still technically in beta.
I don't think so.
It never left beta.
It just died, I guess. It was fairly recent that they announced that it would be shutting down.
Did they announce that it was shutting down?
They are not shutting down. They just stop updating it, but it's basically shutting down. But they do keep the server alive.
Yeah, they are moving on.
Yeah, they're moving on to like a different game.
Okay.
Mm. But yeah. So unfortunately, that happened.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Also, speaking of like hero shooter, Overwatch 2 is coming to Steam.
It is. Yeah.
With that paid DLC. Sorry, not DLC. What do we call it?
PvE.
PvE, yeah.
So they tied that with the Battle Pass so more people can enjoy it. But I don't know. I feel like people are too disappointed in it.
I don't think I'll touch Overwatch, you know, honestly. I think I'm done with hero shooters.
I mean, it's kind of weird. People like to poo-poo on the game. It's had a lot of hard ups and downs.
The game is so fun. It's just like the company behind it is so ass. Why do I have Blizzard to be in it, dude?
Blizzard
Overwatch when it launched, like OG Overwatch when it launched was like a huge deal for Blizzard because Blizzard at the time was just known for World of Warcraft basically and Diablo, right? StarCraft, I guess, basically, right?
Just those three. Yeah.
Yeah. So when they're like, we're making a shooter, I think at least me, I was just like, what the fuck are you doing, Blizzard? Stay in your lane. And then it turned out to be a really big game and a lot of people liked it.
Overwatch was so big.
I watched Overwatch League at work. I was like, maybe
Blizzard can do shooters. Maybe they are good at shooters. And then Overwatch turned into like whatever it turned into.
Fell off was so insane.
Yeah.
They kind of did it to themselves in the sense that it was just like, so everything was fine, and then they kept messing. I don't know if they messed with the meta or the players did, but it got to the point where the triple tanks happened, and then Brigitte happened, and that fed everything up. They didn't know how to balance around her, and then
Before the Overwatch 2 announcement, the game was fine. The game was updated. I wish that the way they do like the Overwatch 2 stuff. When they announce Overwatch 2, don't stop working on Overwatch 1. Overwatch 1 stopped getting updated. How many years was it? 4 years.
Yeah. There was no new hero. There was nothing really happening.
There was nothing. Content stopped updating, dude.
And it was just so like, guys, what's happening with the game? You know, it's just like, you have to keep doing stuff. And I guess now what they end up doing is they really take character kits and 180 them. Like they straight up change characters now. Your character just didn't get balanced. Your character got changed. Yeah. And it's somehow, you know, sometimes it affects people in a good way and sometimes it's just like I can't why did you feel the need to do this, Blizzard? but yeah, so those games are coming to
Steam.
Overwatch 2 is coming to Steam.
World of Warcraft probably. That's gonna be the big one. I don't know. People are still playing it.
What about Diablo? Do you think they would put Diablo on Steam?
Diablo, yeah. I think like all of them, dude. I feel like all of them.
So do you think Blizzard is abandoning Battle.net then as a launcher?
I feel like they're just gonna be like what's it called? It's like the Ubisoft stuff. Ubisoft doesn't release on themselves. They also Epic Games.
Yeah. So this is coming from The Verge, but it says today Blizzard announced that it plans to offer a selection of its games on the PC storefront. We remain committed to continually investing in and supporting Battle.net. We want to break down the barriers to make it easier for players everywhere to find and enjoy our games. The first one is going to be Overwatch 2 on August 10th. For Steam, of course, and I don't know. They haven't said anything else. I kind of want to go and check to see, but I imagine it's gonna get weird with this Microsoft thing.
I wish Microsoft owned the company. I hope they revive Overwatch. I really want that game to be popular again, but I don't want Blizzard to win over this.
Would it be a crazy world where Microsoft just says, we want you to make a hero shooter with Gears, Overwatch,
Oh, that's crazy.
Halo. And so, like, the Smash.
Ubisoft is doing it right now. Ubisoft is doing it right now, dude, with X Defiant. You have, like, Far Cry. Who else is that? Far Cry, Splinter Cell.
Assassin's Creed.
No, I'm just kidding. Watch Dogs 2.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so that's... We'll see what that deal is essentially about to come to a close, so we'll see where that ends up in the future and what all entails that. But yeah, so Blizzard Games, if you're looking forward to Overwatch, if you want to get into some more Overwatch, hopefully the player base, at least for that 1 week that it's out on Steam, spikes enough so you can get some great games.
They probably will. It probably will it's spike, jump honestly. It'll spike when it comes
out.
Also,
the way they release it, they time it with the new season too.
Oh, okay. So that makes sense.
Also, the new season, so it's gonna be.
I think Apex might have done the same thing when Apex jumped from the Origin launcher to Steam. Oh,
yeah. I like for Apex that you don't need the Origin launcher in the background.
Right, it's native, like natively running on Steam. Native, yeah. Like,
hopefully, Overwatch is also the same too.
I can't imagine them doing a weird DRM thing where it also launches Battle.net in the background. Like, I just don't understand. I don't see the point. You know what I mean? Like,
the AEW game. I know we were talking about it last episode. I lost the AEW game, and when I launched it, it launched Epic Game. Dude, what the fuck?
Wait, did it really?
Yeah, it did. I don't know why. That's it's so crazy.
And you knew when that happened. All your resources for your computer are gone.
That's so funny. No, wait, it launched the Epic launcher?
It did.
So you bought it on Steam.
Yeah.
And then when you launched it through Steam, and then it launched Epic in the background?
No, it just said like Epic Online Service or something. It doesn't launch.
I've seen some of the games will just use the, will do that. Yeah.
Okay, it doesn't fully launch the actual launcher as well.
It connects to the so multiplayer crazy, aspect of it. I forgot. I played a game that was like that too recently. But yeah, I mean, that's pretty much all we want to talk about. I will give a shout out, man. That One Piece trailer.
Oh, dude, I'm gonna talk about the best holiday in the weekend. The best two holiday in the weekend.
I have already determined I'm going to watch it in English and Japanese. I'm just gonna watch it twice.
At the same time?
Well, no, I'm gonna watch it one. It's dubbed and one subbed.
Yeah. Like like episode one and then episode one and then episode two, we're gonna do like a whole season and then another season.
I'm gonna do the
whole
season.
One Piece Day was great though. There was a bunch of announcements. One Piece Pirate Warrior 4, it was a 3 years old game. It's getting another DLC.
It's getting a DLC.
That's actually kind of crazy, yeah.
With Wano Luffy. Luffy.
Who makes the game? Is that Koei Tecmo?
Koei Tecmo.
Yeah. And I was like, wait, isn't this game like There's not a new one out. What?
It's 3 years old. That's crazy. They also revealed there's gonna be like 3 packs, and one on the other 2 pack, there's gonna be like Uta from Film Red, and then Roger on the track 3. Yeah.
Wow.
So
yeah, One Piece Day was good. You know, there's a lot of good teasers there. A lot of
the new One Piece live action trailer is so good.
3 minutes. I've never been sold on something in like. Less than 10 seconds when the pelican bird appeared on screen, I said, shit, I'm done.
Like,
this is it.
Yeah, that's it.
It was just like, you know what? This is how I imagined it. I've never imagined it, but this is how it was supposed to look like.
I saw a lot of people change their mind from trailer one to I feel like trailer one is also good, but a lot of people said it wasn't as good. But then they saw the trailer too, and like, oh my god!
Trailer two. You and me, we both said one thing. We said, you know, this looks great. Looks like it should be good. Cast chemistry is there. We just need to see a little bit more on the CG and just see a little bit more. And
did you see the Gatling gun?
The Gatling was on point. He like stretched his mouth too. I was like, this is so much better than like the gum gum pistol in the first one.
Yeah, it looks so uncanny, but it's Bucky. It looks goofy, but I want it. Bucky. God,
yeah. So, anyways,
Bucky looks great too.
God. Yeah, it got me watching One Piece again. I saw a trailer.
That's
like
so high for it, dude.
I was watching the live stream too throughout that day, and I was just like watching all this stuff and. They hit that One Piece We Are, and I was singing along. I'm like, oh my gosh. Why is it so good?
Can we talk about how Gear 5 Luffy is the most spoiled thing in anime history? It's so ridiculous. Even Toei is spoiling it.
It's spoiled. Crazy, they literally they said like it's coming August 6th. Here's a trailer. I watched it when it was when it was streaming. But here's the thing: like, when I walked by the convenience store, like you know, like you'll see the Shonen Jump or like the manga. Like the Tankobon on there. And like there is one, I think it's what one issue the Tankobon volume 105 or 4 or something where it is him on I think it is Gear 5 Luffy, isn't it? I just remember seeing him like what who this man? Oh dang. Okay.
I don't
cool.
know why they went all in on this form. Like they don't care anymore. I'll spoil all the people.
This maybe that means there's like better things. Summer. Like there's just better things coming after that. Like that's the tip of the iceberg.
Bro, they said like the animation. They're like, yeah, we this looks like I a movie style budget, man. What is this episode?
Oh my god, this is the biggest event on the in the summer, dude.
Oh my goodness. But anyways, we will have to catch you all next week since it is our 50 minutes coming in at a smooth 50.
Yeah, and I have laundry to do. No, I'm kidding. But
oh, I mean, I hope not.
At night?
Do you not do laundry yet? Forget to do the laundry? You're like, fuck, I gotta do the fucking laundry, man. I have nothing to wear tomorrow. That's what it's like when you're an adult, man. That's adult life for you.
If I forget to do laundry, I just be naked, you know? Like, you're alone in the person.
I was like, I'm just gonna, I'm just
man
naked.
Said,
I'm gonna
go,
born,
I'm gonna go outside like the way I came into this world.
That's true. That's, I respect that.
No,
attitude.
Just don't go out, dude. Just don't go out. Just stay in when you don't have any
naked,
clothes.
Yeah.
It's hot outside. Stay in.
It is hot outside. Yeah, it's hot outside.
Yeah. So, where can they find you, Alex?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitch. It's twitch.tv/root24. I'm just playing more Neo the World Ends With You. Neo the World Ends With You, and then after that, I don't even know. We'll figure it out. I'm looking forward to November. I can stream Super Mario RPG, actually.
Oh, yeah. Dude, there's two Mario games coming out.
Armored Core 6.
I might check Armored. It looks pretty cool, yeah.
I'm on the Armored Core 6 train. That story trailer was... Wow, it's great.
Armored Core is a series that From Software put off for way too long, but I understand they're ruling in... Too many Dark
rolling
Souls for a while, yeah.
They're rolling in
Dark Souls money, yeah. But I'm glad they're touching, you know, Armored Core again, back to their roots. But you know, I can come hang out and we'll talk about games or whatever. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Ehe, where can they? I need to actually update your.
Oh yeah.
Also, you need to get rid of that bird logo, dude. You got to get rid of the bird logo.
Fudge. Oh, yeah, you know, dude. Every time I go there,
you can find me on x.com, dude.
We laugh, but it's not a joke. Yeah, it's not a joke.
People were
do you know what that man is turning tweet into? It's also X. So have you seen that X on x.com? Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I know.
That monster.
Yeah, we're laughing, but it's like it's not funny.
Yeah, dude, have you seen my ex, dude? It was so funny.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna ex.
Wait, have
I'm
I seen your ex?
This.
No, I've not
I'm
seen your ex.
This right now.
I'm gonna re-ex the tweet.
I'm gonna ex this.
We're exing today all over the ex. I mean, the weirdest thing is like today X videos was trending.
Yeah,
along
X videos
with,
were trending. Yeah,
because
yeah.
People were like, "What are these Twitter videos now called?" Like, you
X
put an
videos.
X video.
Yeah.
So many people are gonna be exposed when
exposed. That's fucking right. Yeah, that's right.
Exposed.
Exposed.
Anyways, yeah, you can find him
so
on
ridiculous.
X.com. Yeah, you gotta update his handle and you gotta get rid of that bird logo. Dude.
Why is this man so obsessed with X? The letter X.
I mean, isn't his company called like X Corp or something? Or?
Yeah. Why is this man so obsessed with it? All right.
So quick. I don't know if you guys knew this, but he was kind of involved in the early days of PayPal. He owned a company called X, I believe.
Oh,
he owned X.com.
His X logo is ugly.
And then it merged with PayPal, and then PayPal kind of like took over the domain for X.com. And then he was CEO for PayPal for a while, but then he was replaced by the board because, I don't know, they replaced him, basically. He got kicked out of PayPal. And PayPal retained X.com, which he repurchased from them in 2017. And now he's just like, I own it, bitch. It's mine again. And yeah, that's where we are now.
Like, why did he even like want to change it? Like, Twitter is like the most
recognizable social media.
Actual,
yeah.
If you want to like bring in sponsor, if you want to bring in like, I don't know, like money.
So, what I read is that he wants to make the platform like WeChat.
He wants to make it like a gigantic platform that's not just social media. Yeah, so also if you, like payments as well. Yeah, I think he said audio, video, payments. And payments.
Yeah, like so it, essentially it's a one of those chat apps on your phone.
Like WeChat, correct.
WeChat yeah. or even yeah. Line or PayPay, any of that type of stuff, that's what it is.
Yeah, because so, WeChat has its own payment kind of system, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and there's also, you can read like, I think, like probably manga on there, I think, right?
Yeah, you can read. Yeah,
and there's like videos and so I think he's trying to turn it into that. So it's the one app that you use for all of your digital life. But
the weird thing about Twitter is no one can deny at one point the service was actually kind of in flames for itself. But that was like its charm. I don't know if it's a charm point, but it was like a charm point. But it really wasn't making money. So
I think it's like at this point with thing. With the rebranding of Twitter, we're off topic, but I think with the rebranding of Twitter now to X, I think it's safe to say that this is definitely like this is the end of Twitter. You know what I mean? Because it doesn't
Twitter, exist.
Yeah,
I'm over like trying to find the X.
X.com. Yeah.
Yeah, you can find them on X.com/OnePiece.
My X.com. Find me on X.com. My X is my X.
Yeah, your X.
Your X. At One Piece Glazer.
My so, X is. Oh, snap. Hold up, man. We're about to go in on it. I got it.
What? Are you changing the logo right now?
I'm trying.
In real time?
No, they already changed the logo.
No, like on the stream. On this stream.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I found
he's
it, but
killing,
I don't know if it's the,
he's killing the bird. Yeah,
I'm killing the bird right here, right now, for a more sleeker rocket
logo. Yeah.
Oh man, is this what the heck? Oh, I don't have this software. Never mind. It will live on.
An ugly logo, dude.
It looks like a gay porn
app. It looks like a gay porn app. Did you say?
Yeah.
Well, what are other gay porn apps that I should be aware of? Like, what are the names of these apps? So I know to avoid them, obviously, not download them. Yeah. That's funny.
Oh, man. Well, by this time next week, you can all expect to have
an X.com.
An
yeah.
X. You'll see our
Everyone can expect to have an X by next week, of course. Yeah.
I hate it.
Yeah.
Anyways, we will catch you all for episode 174 of the Unknown Games Podcast next week, where we talk about how our exes made us better people.
Yeah.
Get those stories ready. Get them ready.
That's right.
Now I'm going to pull up Pokemon Sleep.
All right. See you, dudes and ladies and everyone. I don't care.
Later, everyone. Peace. Have a good week.